Bullying, insulting, unserious, but not to be ignored. These are some of the views of various experts at the University of British Columbia after President-elect Donald Trump threatened economic coercion to make Canada part of the United States. Lecturer Stuart Prest says on the university's website that Canadians should take Trump's musings about the possibility that Canada become the 51st state seriously, adding that they are not just a joke, but a form of bullying intended, at a minimum, to place Canada at a negotiating disadvantage over tariffs. Prest adds this form of bullying will continue until the target stands up to it, in calling for a clear statement that says Canadian sovereignty is non-negotiable and that Canada will defend itself and its prosperity and integrity with all means at its disposal. Werner Antweiler, associate professor in the Strategy and Business Economics Division at the Sauder School of Business, said Trump's proposal to use economic coercion is as insulting as it is deeply flawed economically, politically, and legally, in pointing out that economic integration between the two countries is already close. He added that Trump is doing his best to undermine this economic integration by threatening tariffs in violation of the existing free trade agreement between the two countries. Antweiler also pointed to other practicalities, starting with the constitutional nuts and bolts. While Canadian constitutional jurisprudence has set out a mechanism for provinces to leave Canada, he says, there is no mechanism for Canada to accede to the U.S. short of a constitutional amendment, for which the hurdles are enormous. Constitutional amendments in the United States only get tabled when two-thirds of the House and the Senate agree to them. Alternatively, Congress can also call for a constitutional convention if two-thirds of the states agree to one, but this method has never been used. Ratification of any future amendment is equally complex, requiring three-fourths of state legislatures to approve them. Antweiler also pointed to a lack of political support for joining the United States and Canada, citing a Leger poll published in December that shows just 13% of Canadians saying they would like Canada to join the United States, with 82% opposed. More importantly, Republicans might not gain much from Canada becoming the 51st. UBC professor Terry Givens said the GOP as a party has nothing to gain from having Canada as a 51st state, as it would likely be more liberal, leading to more liberal representation in Congress. Like others, Givens recommends a strong response to Trump's language. The main concern should be focusing on a clear and direct response to Trump, she said. Givens' colleague Max Cameron said Trump himself is the best guarantee Canada will never join the U.S., calling Trump's statements unserious. But he adds that that doesn't change the fact that we should take them seriously, because in an asymmetrical relationship, the weak cannot ignore threats by the strong. Ultimately, Cameron expects Canadians will set aside their differences and, with a single voice, reject Trump's dated imperialist rhetoric. These assessments appear as Canadian leaders continue to coordinate their response. Premier David Eby says in a statement issued Wednesday that premiers and territorial leaders have agreed to participate in a strategic trade mission to Washington, D.C. on Feb. 12, when they will meet with senators, House representatives, and leadership from both parties to outline the retaliation measures we're willing to take in responding to any future tariffs. The statement also tries to signal unity among the premiers and territorial leaders by noting that they will continue to stand together and fight for Canadian jobs and industries. Eby also strikes a patriotic note, calling himself a proud Canadian and a proud British Columbian. He adds that Canadians stand ready to help our American friends when they are in need, but we will never sacrifice our identity or independence to any other country in the world.